Welcome to another episode of Block Talk. I'm your host, as always, Michael Block. If you love the podcast, make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode, and leave a 5-star review while you're there. We love a Linktree because it's got all the ways you can help support Block Talk. Visit Linktree/MichaelBlockTalk to click on the links. We've got a link to Redbubble where you can purchase all of your Block Talk merchandise, from t-shirts to mugs to hoodies to totes, available in a variety of styles. Another link has all the platforms you can listen to the podcast, plus links to PayPal, Venmo, Buy Me a Coffee, should you feel the desire to tip a host. And as always, follow me on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok at MichaelBlockTalk, and on Twitter/X at BlockTalkNYC for all the latest news, reviews, and interviews. Oh, look what you made Charlie do. Look what you made Charlie do. After a major move was laid out on a silver platter, the Taylor Swift lover botched it all, as did Queen Venus, who became the fourth straight castaway to be voted out with an idol in their pocket. What is happening? It's time to talk all things Survivor 46, Gullah Gullah Gecko. And joining me is someone who knows the best strategy when it comes to rock, paper, scissors, Baby Bros himself, Zach Pfeiffer. Hello.
Hi, how you doing, Michael?
Rock, paper, scissors. Which one do you go?
Oh, I always do a quick paper.
Okay, yeah. This has been the season of childhood games. The editors have done an exceptional job, like, weaving this imagery throughout the season. I know I'm giving them more credit than they probably deserve, but it's just... that's your determining factor to decide who goes on a reward with you?
I would have had them all play hide and seek again.
Right. Or just do eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I get it. She is an actual mother. This is what mothers probably do. I wouldn't know. I'm not one. But oh my God, this season has really taken a turn.
Oh yeah. I thought Jeff said no more villains.
And he's got two villains now. Give me a single word to describe season 46.
Oh, messy.
As of this moment, if Survivor 50 were to say we're bringing back one player from Survivor 46, that player would be, and why?
Oh my god, so controversial. There are so many great players from the season, but the player they'd bring back is Venus. And it's a great episode for her because when is the last time we've had such a beautiful archetype as Venus since, like, Courtney Yates? Like, Venus.
I feel like Courtney had a little more pulse on reality. Venus, not so much.
Fair. But, you know, we love a little messy gameplay.
If anyone read my article about the people who I would love to see come back for Survivor 50, Courtney Yates did make that list. So would she do it? That's really the question.
Oh, yeah, it's true. But between Courtney and Venus, imagine both of them sitting on a beach together.
They would make the number 11. All right, let's dive into it. It was another blindside baby. Kenzie shares that she would have voted with them all if they told her. This was the first time she has been left out of a vote, and it's the worst feeling. She is grappling with why she is not in the club, why she isn't trustworthy, all while being mad that someone else is getting the credit for her idea. Kenzie is alone, as she was blindsided too. Now, Charlie is going to offer her a hug as she asks why she was not included. And after Kenzie deduces that it might have been that they were worried she'd tell Tiffany, he's like, yeah, let's go with that. And then makes her know it wasn't his move, it was Maria's. Now, Charlie is a very smart social player in the sense that he is not overt about it. It's very natural, even though we can see his motives as a player. Do you think him being the one to console Kenzie was best?
Yeah, I think that's smart. I think Kenzie already has an in with Liz, kind of. Maria would not have been the right one. Q would not have been the right person to do that. Ben would have been a good person to do that, but Ben just seemingly is a background character this season, so Ben's not playing the game. But also, I think it is interesting that Charlie does the same exact move that Maria does the episode before with Q. So.
Yeah. What does it say about a social game on a game in this new era?
Well, I think it's always important. Someone's got to do it. If you leave the bottom fully on the bottom isolated, then it's like a bomb that could go off in any direction. So, Charlie does this, I think, to make sure that if Kenzie somehow rallies numbers or gets something up her sleeve, that Charlie isn't the person that she comes for, which is smart.
It's always been about alliance management. Now it's really becoming about non-alliance management, the bottom management, to ensure at least that you have the power to sway should you need it later on.
Yeah, or to preserve a blind side if necessary.
Charlie knows talking to Kenzie is his way to keep his options open. He tells her that they have to bide their time, even though there are 6 days left. Okay.
Just be patient.
Kenzie thinks being wrong is the best thing for her to get her head on straight and start getting crafty. Now at camp, Ben is like, Q, who would have thought final seven together? I for sure did not. I do not want to go down this path any longer. Why are we down this path?
I have no idea. I have no answer for you.
Maria will pitch that they could have their final five right there. She knows that this last tribal couldn't have gone any better. She was able to get five together and make a blindside happen, so she's gloating. She sees the end as this could be her final five. Now, discussing things in this moment, not where we're going to get to, do you think Maria was in a power position?
Yes. I think Maria is and was in a power position at the top of this episode.
Venus will tell Kenzie that being on the wrong side of the vote could be a blessing in disguise. Was getting rid of Tiffany with Maria having a huge target on her back truly what happened if no one else wants to acknowledge it?
No.
Yeah. So was it a blessing in disguise, or is that just her trying to psych her up and make things better?
I think in Survivor, you always have to kind of like look at the glass half full, especially if you're on the bottom. And even if you're in the majority, you have to like kind of look at like what's the best route for me. So for Venus to say that, yeah, of course it is, but it would have been better if you had another number. Just saying.
Venus thinks that Maria let her freak flag fly by announcing this as her move. She believes Maria has a strong three as her, Charlie, and Ben. Why do you think at this moment she did not read between the lines about Maria's usage of Q?
Well, Venus is young.
Yeah. Is it possible we're not necessarily seeing things the same way she is? Because obviously the edit is like, Ben, you are just here to rock.
Yeah, so I think that there's a world where, like, we see Maria comforting Q at the top of last week's episode and her checking in with Q. And maybe those are, like, the most public displays of her affection towards Q. So for everyone else, like, her working with Q might be a little bit more masked. Just like Charlie Maria's relationship has been masked for a lot of the game. But I think that if you're not thinking that Q's working with the majority at this point, particularly Maria, then like you are on a separate island than this one.
It's day 20. People are rising as there's shit to do. On the beach, Maria asks Kenzie if she slept okay, and she says, for sure not. What kind of question is that? Come on, lady. I
How you doing,
understand
baby?
that's a mother question. Kenzie tells Maria and Q that she is shocked Tiffany didn't play her idol. Same, bruh. Well, Maria will be like, it's time to go look, and then motions to Q that they need to keep an eye on Kenzie. Very slapstick comedy going on right here. Now, Q says with Tiffany's idol leaving her pocket, they think it will be coming back into play. Now, may I ask why we didn't have this conversation when Jem and Hunter left with theirs? What are the rules in the new era when it comes to replacing idols in the wild?
Great question. So I think Jem's idol was definitely rehidden, just not found, in my opinion. I think that let's see, Hunter found the other idol,
Brandon's.
Randon's idol. So that's two. And then
So if
Hunter.
Hunter leaves, then is it because he already found the replaced idol? Is that one dead?
Yeah, I think the tribal idols in the beginning, those three, I think once we get to merge, they start getting rehidden, and then we cycle down to like one idol being rehidden. Because I feel like it'd be chaos to have three. We don't want to have another Ciri moment.
I mean, we don't. Jeffrey would love something like that because
Jeff
that
would
would
love
mean
that.
people talk about
Yeah.
now. Q says, to Charlie, they need to find the idol before Kenzie. Idol fever has struck. The hunt is on. You've played an assortment of Survivor games. What would be your strategy of idol hunting?
So you have to find a place that is like it's always in a nook, it's always in a cranny, it's always like right there, okay? And I know it sounds so easy, but it won't be somewhere that is like too traversed. It'll be somewhere unique and it'll be somewhere that won't kill you to get it, unless there's like a series of clues that lead you to a fake palm tree and a tree, whatever. So yeah, I would just very systematically break the camp out into grids and make sure I cover each grid like as often as possible and cycle through those grids until I find it. Also, as a producer, I know I like when I hide things, I always go, this is the obvious spot. This is the impossible spot. What is the sweet middle? Because I do, for the most part, want these things to be found. And every time I found something, it has been exactly in one of those spots where I was like, of course you would hide something here. So it's so a little bit of luck and a little bit of like persistence.
Friends, I'm just going to say, not everything is easy to be found, like dice. I can't find dice, so I can't go find my clue. It's fine. It's okay. It's what it is. Now, let me ask you this question. Survivor has been in Fiji for quite some time now. Surely there is a unemployed Survivor fanatic out there who has the maps of all of these islands and probably has pinpointed the location of every idol in the past couple of seasons. Are we ever going to run out of hiding spots? I know that's a crazy question, but I feel like some of the obvious ones are like dead, or are we like replacing them there like 5 seasons
Well,
later?
what was great about this season was all of a sudden we had this giant rock wall that Tiffany found an idol under. And I said, that seems new. What is that over there? So I do think there are still places to hide. And if they continue down the path of like hiding it in the boat after you
Yeah.
like, and like or the flag or under some steps, you know, like in camp or things that they give them at camp, I think that opens the world for a new like meta version of idol hunting. I also would love for them to. I love that they changed the idols to these like shitty little friendship bracelets. I'm sure Charlie loves that. But I think it would be really interesting to start making items that are pretty quotidian and like Survivor quotidian as idols. Like, what if the machete all of a sudden was also an idol? What if the flint was also an idol? And to play the flint would mean giving up your fire at camp to have safety. So
And this is
publicly,
why
you're
you're a
screwing over your
producer.
tribe. Thank y'all.
I mean, remember the days of Survivor China where you couldn't hide that shit. Like, there's no crotch idol there.
Yeah, no.
It,
Massive. It's like
I, no, I agree.
this
I think we
rock or
need
something.
to play around with that. And speaking of Charlie and friendship bracelets, as someone who sells Taylor Swift inspired friendship bracelets, that will be going in my tape this year. Because. I'll make a bunch of Survivor ones, send them to Jeffrey and friends, and whatever. We'll see. Everyone is scouring every inch of this place. Q has looked from back to top to side, coming up short. Venus does not want Q to find the idol. She wants him. She is ready to flip the script. She knows the island better than anyone, and she knows where Randon found his and Tiffany found hers. One, how did she know where Tiffany found hers, and why is that important on this specific beach? Two, is knowing previous spots a way to negate those locations?
I heard that and thought that was great. Because if you know who has idols, then figure out where they found those idols. And for future Survivor players, I think if they're not with you, lie about where it is so you can cross some areas off. Because I don't think production would rehide it in the same area. I think that's kind of cheap and easy. So it's a different beach. Tiffany's idol on Yanu's beach was against that like brick rock wall. Chances are they won't hide another one buried under a big wall. So when Tiff when Venus was with Kenzie at that big rock wall, and she's just waving her magic wand stick around, being like, is this the idol? Is this the idol? She knew it probably wasn't going to be over there. I mean, it was in her pocket at that point, but like, I think that's a really smart way to approach a hunt like that.
Venus is going to look through every corner with her little stick, and she finds it under a rock. Now, to make sure no one knows she found it, she's going to smartly keep searching and read the note later on. But let's talk about the one and only self-made billionaire Liz Wilcox. She is snoring away at camp with zero interest of finding this idol. Can you explain this for me, please?
Listen, the girl has not eaten food in 20 days. She literally just anger dumped all over everyone yesterday, and she can still smell their burger fingers left and right. So she is the best thing for Liz to do is to
Yeah.
sleep, conserve her energy, and pray and hope that the next challenge is who can sleep the longest. So more power to Liz.
Now, speaking of Burger Fingers, this is a perfect segue. Did you see the cameo battle between Plain Jane and the other Q of 2024, Q Burdette, battling out who had more cameos?
No, I did not, but
Yeah, Q
I
was
want to
pissed
know.
off that Plain Jane was doing more than him. It's crazy.
Oh, who would have thought that Plain Jane would piss off both Qs in our reality world universe?
Honestly, very likely. She pisses a lot of people off, but she is
God, I love
excellent
her.
television.
I
Wonderful
love
television.
Plain.
Go Venus, go Venus. When Venus reads her note, we learn it's just one of those generic hidden immunity idols, no games to play. Do you like that, or do you prefer Beware Advantage at this point?
They haven't done a Beware Advantage this late in the game, and I think that that would be fun.
Mean.
I mean, let's do it. Like, well, also I think that, and Jeff's defense, and I think he makes a smart move here to preserve their ability to vote when there are so few numbers.
Right.
Because if you take a vote away at Final Seven, that's game changing for everyone. So it would be an interesting conundrum. Would be lovely to see, but I'm sure it would piss off everyone if that was a Beware Advantage and like Venus lost her vote.
She believes that she can make it to the final four if she plays her cards correctly. Do you think she regretted saying that while watching this episode back?
Of course, you always will.
Kenzie realizes she got too comfy cozy. She wasn't on her P's and Q's. She wasn't paying attention. It's a balance. You got to balance it with everybody. So Venus tells her once again that they are in the perfect position in this war. Which war is she referring to? Who is targeting who if it's not her and Kenzie? Am I missing something?
I think the war she's referring to is the War of the Seven, and it's every person for themselves. And Kenzie says, I'm in a great spot right now because it's not going to be me.
Kenzie thinks it's hilarious that Venus is the only one who hasn't lied to her. She likes her now, and never in a million years did she think her messy, sweet little friend would be working with her. Now, in a game where knowledge is power and information is currency, being in the position they are, do you think Venus should have shared the idol information with Kenzie, or do you think Kenzie could have used that information to deflect the target off of her and onto Venus?
As Tiffany put it in her pre-game interviews, is what is wrong with people in the new era and opening their damn mouths? You, if you find it in private, keep it to your goddamn self. And that's the best move. I think Venus really sank her game when she talked, we'll talk about it later with Charlie. But if she told Kenzie, and if I were Kenzie and heard that she had an idol, I would say, she has an idol, y'all. Let's get her out. Easy.
Let's discuss Venus and her terrible idol hunt with Kenzie. She is doing the least. Would that clue you in, perhaps, her lack of intensity that maybe she's the owner of the idol?
Well, if it was like Hunter doing that, then maybe.
Okay.
But it's Venus.
Fair
It's
enough.
Venus. So I think that, like, from Kenzie's perspective, that talking head confessional of her saying that she's doing the least, she's a terrible idol hunter, I think was 100% authentic. And she really thought Venus was just bloop, 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 bloop.
Venus will tell Kenzie she feels bad for Tiff as she thinks the worst thing would be going home with an idol in your pocket. Are these future players going to learn that phrases like that should never be uttered because the edit will remind you of said moments where they come out of your mouth?
Well, of course. And come on, you if I think part of this is the producers being like, well, we have to telecast this one way or another. Hey, Venus, how would you feel if you went home with an idol in your pocket? Quote, quote,
Yeah,
quote.
yeah.
Like, come on.
All right, it's time for Malcolm and Denise 2.0 to chat. Charlie will congratulate Maria on her move. He tells her he was glad to be part of it. Charlie says the more you can clearly say that a move is your own, it's better to sell and pitch to a jury that's looking for a player who had real influence in the game. So why ain't he doing that?
You know what? Good on Charlie, because I think he's played such a great middle game. And I honestly think this. It's so funny for him to play Maria like this because he doesn't have to do much to be like, I had nothing to do with this. It was all you, mama. And so that if the crosshairs are going to go to any big target, it's going to go to Maria before him, which is traditionally not the case, considering he's a young white male and she is not.
Yes. Charlie knows Maria is a huge target, and Maria thinks it's silly that people have not seen her and Charlie working together as they have voted correctly every time. Now, Charlie asks Maria about Q. She thinks she can use him for one more vote as they trust each other. If you were Charlie, how should this make you feel?
Like, get Q out
Yeah.
now.
Yeah. Charlie
Jeez.
wants Q out of the game as he is in Maria's pocket. He thinks this is his move to get to the end. Now, Liz and Kenzie know Maria is the kingpin and has to go. Liz divulges that they told her last minute, and that's why she went along with the plan. And then they are talking about how Q would be part of a final five. And of course, that does not sit well with the one and only Liz Wilcox, as he is her nemesis. Kenzie sees Maria and Q peacocking, and the tension is on them. Maria is no longer a sleeper. So Kenzie will tell Liz that Charlie sees Maria's move as game winning. So why that's music to both of their ears? And run to Charlie and make sure that is the plan? Beyond me. Don't know.
No.
Kenzie knows math. She has to figure out how to get Maria and Q out, and then they can battle it out. The numbers are there. That's why the final seven is one of the most crucial parts of Survivor.
I love it. It's my favorite vote.
Now, back with Venus, she will tell Kenzie and Q, Kenzie that Q was not looking. Maria being gone for a long time, she's assuming one of them has it. They're willing to target Maria. Now that's three people. Just one more. Venus thinks she can pull in a number, and she questions whether Charlie is cutthroat, but believes he must cut the cord. So with Charlie, he tells them that Q is in Maria's pocket. He was not cruise director, so it seems there is hope that Charlie boy is ready to do something major. He even says that he wanted Maria to get sole credit for the TIFF vote as he needed someone that he can sell as the bigger target. He would overshadow the attention on him, but he doesn't have a resume. But he's going to sell Q and Maria as the biggest pair to the girls. Kenzie knows that Charlie has no resume moves as he has been Maria's jester. She thinks he's ready to pull a trigger. Now, when asked who he would like to go first, he says it's too early to say as anyone could win immunity, which is right. But wrong, commit to something.
For sure. For sure. Especially if you're trying to win over people to help you make a big move. To make a big move, you kind of have to say words and make a statement.
Charlie admits that building trust with Kenzie and Venus was to be able to make a move on Maria at any point. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Don't you need the numbers to do that? And if you knock one of them out, it means that you have less of a chance to do that later. Didn't
Yeah,
this kid
that
go to
would be
Harvard?
numbers. Yeah, I think he did actually, but
Okay.
I think listening to so much Taylor Swift might, numbers and music, something went
The
wrong
only number
there.
he knows is 22.
There you
Charlie
go.
asks himself if going to the end of Maria is handing her the $1 million. Yes. So make a move, Charlie. Thank
Yes, it is.
you.
Yeah.
It is challenge time, baby. It is the final several. Boo,
Let's bring up
Jelinski.
Jelinski one more time. One more time. Let's bring him up, y'all. Just for if they cast Jelinski in 50 for some goddamn reason, because he's like a legend,
No,
and they're
Rin
like, we're only
Daly.
bringing,
That's the
oh,
first out we need.
yeah, and Francesqua.
For this challenge, they will bounce a ball in a pole while going through a series of obstacles. They will add more pole to make it more difficult after the first obstacle. They will then maneuver the ball through a winding snake track. First player to get a ball in both targets wins immunity. Hey, Zach, how would you do in this challenge?
Oh, I would do fine. I don't think it would be like my cup of tea. I find that in challenges, my hand dexterity is not the best. I get shaky hands.
Yeah,
I've
me too.
lost final five challenges before of like balancing the ball things. When I get nervous, they get shaky. So this, I probably would have pulled a Venus, to be completely honest.
They are playing for reward as well, Fijian pizza delivery. They will get pepperoni pizza, vegetarian pizza, gluten-free pizza, and Hawaiian pizza. Feed the discourse, pineapples on pizza, toot or boot.
Oh yeah, that's toot for sure. I
All
love some Hawaiian
right.
pizza.
People might get mad at you.
Please get mad at me. More for me.
All right, the challenge is on. It looks simple, but there is definitely a learning curve. Ben starts off doing well. Marie is doing well. They're going to add more pole. Now, everyone is pretty even at the second stage with Ben taking the slight lead, but then he drops. Charlie is going to whip through. I mean, I knew that Twink would be good with balls and poles.
Come on. I can see someone who can work a pole. I know it.
He is on track, and with a big lead, you would think it'd be all over. But alas, this is Survivor. There is always an equalizer. Maria will drop the ball on her head. How heavy do you think that ball is? Do you think it knocked any sense into her?
No, if anything, it just like lost a couple more brain cells. I feel like they're like probably not that heavy.
Kenzie will make it to the snake track. It's time to see if she has steady hands. And I can sure tell you that would not be me. That would be me failing miserably.
For sure, for sure.
Venus will fail multiple times to cross the line with the second set of poles. Is that last step really that hard? Or is she just very too ambitious to get over?
I don't know. I don't know why Jeff was like, it's the hardest part. And it's just like walking down a slight slope. So maybe it is. Maybe it's just like an eye thing, but hey, seems pretty easy to me.
With almost everyone getting snaky, it's Maria who will get the first ball in the pocket. She's in the lead. Venus finally makes it across. She's got the magic hands with the snake track. She will catch up, get a ball in the hole. Charlie will be right behind her. It is Charlie, Venus, Maria, Q, Liz, Kenzie, Ben, all with a ball each. Everyone is working on the second ball. Is the secret of this challenge to hold the pole like a billiards cue? Like, how do you maintain the most momentum?
Yeah, what I didn't realize until the very end was like, I thought, so those little holes, I was like, oh, you go around the holes, but then there's those knobs that are pushing into the holes. So that final little bit, I realized the end of it probably has some weight to it. So if you get to one of those holes, it's going to just want to go plop and then the ball's going to fall off. So I think you have to balance like the how much tension you have it lifted. So like maybe a pool, like a billiard, that might be the best way to do it, but it seemed tricky, a lot harder than it looked, yeah.
Venus will drop her ball inches from the end. Q has the lead, but he drops. Liz drops. Kenzie drops. Jeff will ask, who's going to grab it? And I wish he would have said, grab it by the balls. But Jeffrey Elizabeth Marie Probst is back to being a prude and is censoring his challenge commentary. Remember the days when he would just really feed into the jokes?
Yeah, JLP from Australia would totally be doing it.
Venus will miss the net inches away again. Maria will get it. Maria wins immunity. Mother is safe. Happy
Mother
Mother's Day.
safe. One of the mothers.
All right, who's ready for more reward-based drama? Now, first off, I need to ask you a very important question. Are you taking me to Applebee's?
Course, come
Okay,
on.
thank you. Well, we all know how this works. Someone wins a reward, they get to bring some friends. First, Maria will pick Ben as he is completely depleted. That rocks for him. Makes sense. Fine. Jeff will offer another selection. Three will have pizza, four will not. Maria says her mindset is who is physically falling apart, and it's not about competition or who she wants to work with. So Charlie is going to take himself out, Kenzie as well. With three options left, the lady is like, make your case.
I've never been more gagged. Well, I have when this last reward, but close second.
So Q will say he has lost weight and would like to eat, but tells her it's her decision. Okay. Liz will say that she hasn't pooped in 3 weeks, so she would like something to get moving. She ain't too proud to beg. Great. And Venus will say whatever decision she makes is completely fine and she shouldn't feel guilty. Apparently, Maria's allegedly taking the longest time to make a decision. Hyperbole?
No, I think she actually probably stood there for a good like 20 minutes trying to decide it before Jeff was like, girl, we have tribal in like 4 hours. Come on.
Well, she won't feel guilty, but Maria will completely sell out and do something incredibly ridiculous. She will remove Venus from the equation and ask Q and Liz to play rock, paper, scissors. The amount of child games this season, it is wild.
I was shocked she did this. I couldn't believe it.
Paper beats rock, Q gets pizza. What do you make of Maria's decision? And are you gagged as the ladies who didn't get the pizza were?
For somebody who has played such a great stealthy game to, after one blindside, blow up her spot so strongly, I thought Maria was maybe going down in the history books of one of the better Survivor players. This is the biggest error I've ever, like one of the
I
biggest
agree.
I've ever seen. It's so stupid that she invited Q. Idiotic.
Liz is
Idiotic.
starving, and yet she has taken the guy who just ate a huge meal from Applebee's. Do
Yes.
you buy Maria's picking strategy, or was this her way to include Q and not piss him off by not including him and still not be having the ability to say, well, she didn't specifically pick him?
Yeah, I think that it was the weakest option she would have taken. Like, I fully agree that if she straight up was just like, I'm going to bring Q to this reward, then she would have had a little bit more respect than if she was just like, play rock, paper, scissors. Because, like, you cannot let these decisions be left up to chance. You have to make a diplomatic decision. And honestly, you should have just like chose Liz. Like, just choose Liz. Honestly, no, choose Venus, because like the discourse that I heard was that Liz was sharing her rice with Ben and Liz, or Ben and Venus, because those two were in worse shape than Liz was after she got her rice. So I can't believe, I just cannot believe she chose Q. Just
But it's
idiotic.
also one of those things where we've learned it's not necessarily about who you're with, it's who you're leaving behind. It's the quartet that you just formed.
Yeah, you're screwed, honey. You're screwed.
Let's start with the happy people getting to eat some terrible Fijian pizza.
That looked terrible.
Ben will thank Maria for taking him, and Maria says that if looks could kill, she got slaughtered by Liz, but claims she would have been damned either way. No, that's not true. I don't care what you say. Ben will try to justify that Liz does have rice. Just don't even go there, dude. This is a statement that does not rock. That is a selfish statement for someone who risked her safety for food and decided to go with you on a plan that she could have just blown up on all of y'all.
Yeah, for sure.
Maria knows she pissed off people and she thinks she's safe, though. She has power. There are three Sigan members and she has to keep Q happy. He is a number for her. Doesn't that just illuminate how dangerous a player Q is as a wild card?
If that doesn't, then like maybe the fact that we've had four blindsides in a row, removing three idols like back to back to back, all thanks to Q. I think that would be the tip off that Q is probably the most lethal player of the season.
Ben will share that he knows that Maria and Q are tight. Maria and Charlie are day ones. They have all they need. Oh, and Q is like, there's ham. He doesn't care about strategy. He's just there to eat.
Yeah, good for
The
him.
maker of the Q skirt knows he shouldn't have gone on the reward as he already ate a big meal. He did have about 23 slices of pizza and knows that's not fair, but he does not feel guilty once again. He says it's Sega 3 plus him to take out Venus. Now, I do want to go back to something we alluded to earlier about Jeff saying there's no more villains. Do you think Jeff said that to all of us because he knew what was happening this season? And he's like, I'm going to
Course.
throw you off.
Well, I also think that what he means by no more villains is like he's not going to intentionally cast someone who is problematic or going to be like, I'm going to be a villain. I think what we love to see on Survivor and what make the best villains are when we get to see their origin story of how they became the villain that they are today. And we've seen it with now Q and Maria.
Yeah. Oh, they think Liz is less likely to win immunity. What about Kenzie? Does Q still think he has Kenzie on his side? Does he think they have goodwill?
It confuses me. And I think that he must either be so full of himself that he's like, yeah, Kenzie's still would probably work with me before Liz. Even though, if you flash back 2 days ago, there is literally a conversation of Kenzie being like, no, Q, I'm done. I don't want to work with you. We are not working together. We're done. I'm just like,
Or as Taylor Swift says, we are never ever getting back together.
ever. Nope.
Charlie, I'm doing this for you, kiddo. Q thinks that Venus is the problem. She is complaining and running stories around. Ben thinks the negative vibes are too much. Maria does not think Venus has found the idol, so she's ready to get her out. Let's go chat with the pizza losers back at camp, and Kenzie will just ask, is this a joke? No, my friend. The lady said, fuck you. We have to keep the wild card happy. Venus didn't want to beg, and Charlie thought rocks, paper, scissors would be between Venus and Liz, so these people are not thrilled with the results. They are scrutinizing Maria's move and think that her statement was terrible about people who needed to be fed. So Charlie thinks the pizza picking was a shit show. By picking Q, this was great for him and the pizza losers. Is that like the new term if like someone loses a challenge and whatever the challenge is, that's your new code name, like Applebee
Applebee
losers,
losers or
pizza
like
losers.
fishing gear losers.
Yeah. Now, as I was watching, I said that Maria was now a villain, and Venus corroborated that for us. She says Maria was a mother to all and caring about everyone to the Q Whisperer. What do we need to do when it comes to the mother archetype on Survivor? Because this is always been massive discourse of when a mother betrays the group, oh my God, that's a terrible thing to do. I mean, other mothers have gotten bad praise about it, but Maria did this to herself.
Yeah, I think it's tricky because we had such an early mother establish the archetype in the form of Tina Wesson.
Yes.
And since then, mothers have been notoriously targeted and, and there's sex involved as
Of
well, for
course.
sure. But I do think it's really difficult picture to paint when you start as a nurturer, which is the mother role. You're providing and then you stop providing because it's one thing to not provide and then provide. But to
Right.
take away that source, I think does leave a worse taste in your mouth. And unfortunately, if you are a older lady, it hurts a little bit more because mama would never do that to you.
I mean, could you imagine last season's Julie trying to do this?
Oh, please. I was begging for it. I was,
Yeah.
oh, please.
Liz is done being quiet when she's ticked off. I mean, we are even done know that, but Kenzie thinks they have to get Q as he's evil and self-centered. Liz is now thinking it's blatant that Q and Maria are working together and cannot respect anyone who is working with that jerk. Charlie has a move on his hands. He tells the pizza losers that Q is Maria's number one and says, in classic Survivor, if you can't go for the target, go for their number one, which is him, but he's the dumb ass shield in front of him, that Q. Charlie wants Q out soon. They all don't think Q is an idol. Liz is happy for Charlie letting her vent. He is aware the game is turning. So this should be an easy move.
Should be.
The pizza people return and Ben is feeling better. He is feeling like a Ninja Turtle. If you were a Ninja Turtle, which one would you be?
I like Michelangelo.
Me too, but that's
Yeah.
also my name, so it's there. Charlie is not here for the niceties as he thought the pizza losers were going to eat the pizza people. He is happy with Maria's choices for him as the heat went on Maria and Q. So Q goes to Charlie to tell him that it's not happening. He's going and wants Charlie's goodwill to convince the pizza losers to not write his name down in case Venus pulls out an idol. Charlie wants to hide this vote and put the eyes on Q and Maria. So do something about it.
I don't.
Now,
It's
the
one.
lady. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Was just gonna say, it's one thing to come up with a big move and be like, here's my strategy. And then there's another thing to outgame yourself and be like, all right, I've got a big move, but I'm gonna do a bigger move by outmoving myself and being safe.
The ladies who did not lunch talk with Maria, who doesn't know how to talk about the situation. But you know who does? Liz. Yeah, she really thinks it was a weird decision. Maria says she never wanted to win rewards, so she didn't have to make that choice. Cut to Venus and her big eyes open. She knew that was a crock of shit.
For sure. Come on.
That would be my biggest problem on any of these shows, is my facial reactions to certain things they show. You can read it on my face.
I've always said that if I and when I play Survivor, I will be known as the Jim Halpert of Survivor because you will have to tie me down to a tree to stop me from being like, oh yeah, to every cameraman. It's just gonna happen, y'all.
All right, so Liz knows it wasn't an easy choice, but she can't stand Q and doesn't know why she would want to make him happy because he is an ass to everyone. We know why, because he's her number. So then, as Liz is venting, Q sneaks up behind her and is privy to the words. But Liz Wilcox, she don't care. She is done not expressing herself. It's her survivor lesson. Oh, and apparently, this is why Liz has so many allergies, because she suppressed her own self for so long as her body attacked things. Now, I'm not a doctor, but is that a thing?
Well, I'm not a doctor either, but if I were, I think that makes plenty of sense to me.
Sure, let's go with that. Go with that. Maria will have a one-on-one with Liz where she does not like that she hurt her. She is just shocked about Q. Maria says that the only people who are talking to her are Sega people and Q. And Liz says the only person talking to her is Venus, and she doesn't believe anything she says. Neither can Maria. She doesn't understand Venus's game. Maria liked working with Liz for Tevin and Tiff's vote. She wants to play the game and win her over. Maria needs Liz as a number to get Venus out. Does she?
Well, with seven, you don't really need it when you have a
No.
Sega 3 in Q. So I
Right.
don't know what she's doing there.
Now we have Kenzie trying to talk some sense into Boy Wonder. The girls are doing Q and they need his vote. Charlie will not commit, but he doesn't know where Ben's head is at. So Kenzie tells him that if an idol comes into play at six and Q gets it with Maria getting immunity, they're all screwed. She thinks it's dumb to not get rid of him. Charlie doesn't think Q is a bad person or evil, but he's fine with other people thinking that. He tells us that he wants a final four that does not include Maria or Q. Like I've been saying, kid, you gotta do something about that to make that happen. Because the math ain't mathin'.
You can point to it as much as you want. It's still going to be there unless you vote them out.
With Venus, he's going to ask her about her ideal final four. Well, she knows Charlie is in a power position and believes he is the kingpin, which we heard her say otherwise it was Maria, but whatever. She says that if he sticks to the Q vote, then she will give him something in return. I'm sorry, darling. It is way too late in the game to play that. You have to be immediate when there is a clear numbers advantage. Venus will tell him that she has his back and she has something up her sleeve. Well, now he's worried about him. She can play her idol if she's at risk of going home, which you are, girl, but
Oh
she
my
believes
God.
that's not what wins the game. What wins the game is using it correctly or not using it at all because your social game is that great. Girl, what wins you the game is actually remaining in the game, but I digress.
Yeah.
Now, you are a Venus stan, correct?
Yeah, I love
What
Venus.
were you thinking as she is monologuing about this?
Well, this was probably the third or fourth indicator that she was going to misplay her idol, so I was very upset. Also, to see her make a move, this conversation with Charlie just played terribly, terribly wrong. To say that you have something up your sleeve at final seven at a controversial vote to potentially have someone flip on his alliance is not the security blanket that you need to
No,
lock him in.
no.
And honestly, I don't think telling him you would have an idol would help either. The best move at the situation would be like, I will work with you. Let's do something. Still play your idol for Christ's sake. And then I think if she was going to tell anyone, tell Kenzie. So it's like, listen, it's you or me. I'm playing an idol. So you
Right.
got to vote with me. So we have two votes on someone, period.
Charlie will ask Venus if she has an advantage. She says no, and then is like very jokey, maybe I do. And that's what sealed the game for her. And for Charlie, too. He cannot trust her because she is not offering him a guaranteed opportunity to make a plan happen. So, in his mind, better the devil you know. Which is great to say, but terrible for the resume.
Oh, terrible. Terrible.
Why is Venus so cagey and clueless how to play a game of reciprocity? Do you think she has too much of an ego to see through the reality?
No, I don't think it's so much of the ego thing. I think it's a mixture of, think about a compound, like of it as like compounded trauma. Like from day one, Nami did not want to work with her. She had nobody as her number one, and she just needed somebody to trust. And I think throughout her game, she's constantly been on the bottom and been the outsider. So she doesn't know who to trust or who not to trust. And she's desperate for someone to lock in. And all she needs is just a little bit of like proof. Then she'll go, she'll like lock in with them. And I think this was her attempt to like open that door with Charlie. But then it just backfired miserably. Like she, you just have to either disclose or not. Like leaving it in the middle ground is setting you up to get attacked.
Let me ask you a revisionist history style question. If Venus had been able to see the full journey of Miss Emily Flippin, do you think Venus would have played a different game?
Interesting. If she was able to see herself in Emily, yes. Because I think what Emily's biggest mistake in that game was she salvaged her game, right? But what she never did after salvaging game was take her game back from Caleb and put it in her driver's seat. She never made
Right.
those decisions to make the like what she needed to do to get out from under someone else's thumb. And Venus constantly was under everyone's thumb, and all she needed to do was make that one big move that forced the power back in her court. And that would have been a proper idol play. So unfortunately, I think she could have if she saw herself in Emily, but there's also a world where I see Venus looking at Emily and being like, I'm nothing like her.
Of course. All right, Charlie's being stonewalled by Venus. He has a red flag about her, and now he has to make sure it won't sink his game. So Charlie's going to chat with Ben about Venus being okay having them and one other as the final three, but Ben thinks she's a poser. I don't know the last time I used the word poser to describe someone.
That
Probably the
rocks.
90s. With Charlie saying Venus alluded to having an advantage somewhere in her knowledge. As much as he wants Q out, he would prefer Venus first. He thinks that Venus's chaos overweighs Q's chaos. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I don't know why everyone has been so threatened by Venus's game this season, by her, the viewer as untrustworthy or whatever, and why they were able to look at Q as like a potential number and someone to salvage. At this point, if I was not Maria, then anyone would have been good to work with besides Q and Maria. So
Right.
I would have been like, yes, Venus, let's lock something in. And like, who would think we would work together this late in the game? I think Q's chaos is so dangerous because it could bite anybody, even Maria at the end of the day. I feel like Q could
Absolutely.
burn her. So playing with that fire is so much more dangerous than playing with the fire that Venus is giving off.
Charlie's being pulled in every which way, hopes he can figure out what is best for his game. So here's the Taylor Swift's honest truth. Charlie tells Kenzie that they want Q out, but Ben thinks it's too risky. Kenzie says that Venus is chaos and doesn't want her there either, but she wants Q. She thinks the boys are being babies, as if they get rid of Q, then they are more vulnerable. Kenzie thinks it's better to get out Q while he is currently vulnerable. Charlie says the middle is a safe and dangerous place to be. It is a double-edged sword. But to finalize the plan, Charlie knows with power, he could make a mistake that will sink his game moving forward. And you will, but we'll get to it. Maria confirms it will be Venus. He will nod his head, but not say that is his plan in the moment. Charlie says people are not mad at him, but they will be. It's now a matter of who will be burned and if he can get them back. Don't string them along. Such a twink thing to do, to string somebody along. I mean, my heart's been strung along by a twink many times, battered and bruised. So it fits Charlie's
Let me
archetype.
dive into Charlie's DMs and see how many folks he's strung along.
Let's head to Tribal Council, where Tiffany is looking like a goddess. What
My
a
God.
beauty!
I love her. Bring her back.
Can we please,
Bring her to 50.
90-minute episodes, can we please have the runway walk back, please?
Having them sit there is such a like, I want to
Play
see
Sissy That
reveal
Walk. Let
yourself.
him
I
do
want
it.
to, yeah, because let's face it, if I don't win Survivor, which I would, and I'm on the jury, you better believe I want to sashay right on out, and then I want to death drop or like
Yeah.
drop into a split and have everyone go, and then
Yeah,
I
I
go,
agree.
fuck you guys.
Yeah. Since Jeff is now the official Survivor troll, he has brought his cushion and licorice, but they can only have one piece to share between them all. What an asshole. What is this?
What is going on? I feel like it's something where it's like, it reminds me of an inside joke that you have and it just goes way too far. Like,
Yeah.
I thought the popcorn was cute, but as soon as he gave them popcorn, I was like, careful, Jeff. And then he brought licorice and I was like, Jeff, stop. Because next thing you know, he's gonna have like a drumstick and be like, here's
Yeah.
some chicken, everyone. It's like, stop giving
Or
food.
you know what? Here's next week, just bring out that Bourbon Street mushroom Swiss burger and make Liz launch herself at him. Maria is asked about the longest decision ever on Survivor, and she says the first decision was really easy for her, but then she has to weigh if she's fueling her competition. Is she fueling people who are malnourished? She wanted to give Q and Liz a chance, and that's why they did rock, paper, scissors. The jury did not seem thrilled by that answer.
No, it was a terrible answer. And like I said earlier, if you're leaving anything up to chance at this point, it's seen as weak. Like, make a decision, stand by it, and move on.
Venus will call out Maria for the farce of choosing the most well-fed, fittest guy there.
A
She calls it a
farce.
gut punch and cruel. Maria thinks that word is a dagger and wants to see Venus make the decision. And of course, Venus will snap back that she wouldn't have prefaced her decision with the comment she did and would have been content with the decision she made. So Q will say, well, if Venus won reward, she wouldn't have taken me or Maria. And Venus
No.
is like, you don't know that. He's like, yes,
Listen
I
here.
do.
Listen here. I hated that exchange because Venus is on the bottom. We like feel like Venus is going home at this point, if she plays her idol or not. And for them to be so presumptuous to be like, well, you wouldn't have chosen us. It's like, no shit. She's not working with you guys, and you're actively trying to vote her out. She's gonna choose Liz and Ben, who are literally dying out there, like any sane person.
Charlie's take, the theme of the reward was decision. No decision weighs as much as who they are voting out at any given tribal. You're thinking about who is going to be on the jury and who is going to be left to work with, who you are going to be in at the end with and have the jury judge you against. Everything has consequences. They sure darn do, Charlie. For Kenzie, things are pressurized. She was bamboozled by a blind side and it wasn't even her. When you get to seven and everyone is telling you things, it's layered and weighted, and you have to put your faith in the people who just blindsided you. Now, Liz has been incredibly vocal about Q. She says everyone wants to make a big move, but she can't trust anyone. And she found the rock, paper, scissor was Maria wanting to work with Q more. Q has heard his name, but he has approached the situation the same. If he agrees with the statement he's told, he goes about it his way. If it's a lie, his fire is going to be put out. He says, with people who he talked to, they're all on the same page. Venus says it was different at camp. She says, on the wrong side of the vote for Tiff, she doesn't know who is telling the truth and who is lying. And Q is like, my name's out there too. But they all know, just never say name in front of Venus. Okay.
Well,
Isn't that kind of what got Tiffany in trouble with Q? Because he ran around and said what Tiffany has been saying.
yeah, Q is such a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Q says, I'm going to target anyone who comes through the six, and then he targets the six. Q is going to hate Venus because Venus t t opens his mouth and tells everyone, or her mouth and tells everyone what she said. Q does the same thing. Like, Q is ratting himself out left and right, and I am just so entertained and sick of it.
Yeah. Q goes on to say that Venus will come up to you aggressively and then will run the name about camp. He says that Venus didn't know about the last vote because they didn't trust her, but she says she knew about the previous three votes that because they didn't trust him. And the jury
That's
went,
funny.
oop. Very good, very good.
Yeah.
Ben says paranoia is up to 11 and is about making it to the next vote. One crew that does one vote together may not be the same crew to do another.
That's
I
true.
think we call that a voting block.
Well, Ben's new to Survivor, let's face it.
For
It might be day
Charlie,
20, but it's day
yeah.
one for Ben.
For Charlie, if you can't trust someone, you can point yourself in the same direction, set up the dominoes. It is now time to vote. No idols or advantages are played. By a vote of 5-1-1, Venus is out with an idol in her pocket. So Charlie, Maria, Liz, Q, Kenzie vote for Venus. Venus votes for Q. Ben put a vote on Kenzie.
He sure did.
All right, so let's talk about it. Who did this elimination benefit?
This elimination truly benefited Liz. Like, I think that like the fallout from this vote will be an interesting final six because Kenzie, who was blindsided the first time, this last vote, will come back and be like, you all put a vote on me again. Like, what the hell? And if she finds out it's Ben, like, I think the world that we're going to be going down is we need to have a heart to heart again with Ben and Kenzie. We haven't seen them really connect since he had his panic attack. And I want Kenzie to slap him full across the face and be like, "You have Maria and Charlie's hands so far up your butt that they are puppeting you left and right. And if you want any chance to win this game, you need to do something on your own. And that is working with me and turning on them." But
It's kind of wild to me that like Kenzie may or may not have been in on this plan, yet they still were about to sacrifice her to ensure the plan goes off, which is really going to be fuel for her, which I think is going to be very exciting to watch.
of course.
Is Charlie officially a zero vote finalist?
Yes.
Can the jury, who despises Q still being in the game over them, vote for Maria to win? I don't think they can.
I think it comes down to who's sitting there at the end of the game. Because honestly, if Q and Maria are sitting at the final two together, I might be more inclined to vote for Q than Maria, to be completely honest. It's a
I would
bitter
agree
jury.
there.
We're gonna get a bitter jury.
Yeah, I'm gonna save my full commentary of how I think things will go for the final question. But first, here are some burning questions. What is Queen Venus's legacy?
Venus's legacy is being the fierce poverty light outsider who, against all odds, made it to Final Seven, didn't really make too many moves, but was so entertaining the entire time. Like, I will call her mother. I would love to see her again. I do look at her as like a drag queen favorite from like a regular season who comes back in All Stars, who blows up. So that's my Venus legacy.
Yeah, I
I
think
love
Venus
her.
was an interesting character. Obviously, early on, getting the Parvati comparison was exciting for those watching, especially the gays. I don't think she was Parvati because she wasn't able to win over anybody, but I
No
think
one.
also Venus playing in the early days of Survivor would have excelled in the new version. I don't think this wasn't the right group of people to be with.
Agreed. I think that when Jeff at the very beginning of the season said that 17 of you will not win this game and many of you can't win this game, I do not think there were many combinations of people in this cast that Venus could have won against at all. So, sucks.
Who won the week?
Oof. Like, ugh. Like I said, it's like net zero for so many people, but like if you're just looking at this episode and not thinking about before or after, like honestly, Maria. But no, because she made such terrible.
I'm giving it to
Honest.
Licorice because I wanted a Twizzler after I watched the show.
Sure, give it to Red Vine. Yeah, I don't think anyone played an exceptional game in the final seven of this
No.
round.
Who's in danger, girl?
Q and Maria are in danger. Kenzie's in danger. I think it's easier to say who's locked in, and I think that next week we probably will not see Charlie, Liz, or Ben go home. I think those three are pretty locked in.
After 11 episodes, the winner of the season is.
Kenzie?
I think you're right. I
I
think you're
think
right.
it's Kenzie, based on the edit, what I've seen, and
Yes,
her
the edit is
Charlie.
definitely in her favor. I think Q probably goes next because I think at this point, everyone's going to realize, oh, wait, the jury's not happy about him, but it's too late. I think Q is going to be gone. I think we're going to have some weird combination of Liz Ben following. The final three will probably be based on the edit. Kenzie, Maria, and Charlie. Alluding to what I said a little bit earlier, I think Kenzie wins because it is going to be an insanely bitter jury. I think this was Charlie's week to make a move. If he had eliminated Q with the number majority of 4-3 to knock him out, he finally has something on his resume and he made everybody happy, but he didn't do it. Maria using Q the way she is going to infuriate more people because they are infuriated that this man is staying over them when he didn't even want to be there. And I don't think they're going to respect her for using him as a number because of who he is.
Sure.
Any other bottom dweller, different story, but Q being the Q he is, That's where it is. And if you look at the makeup of the jury right now, there's no one that Kenzie's pissed off.
No.
She's a likable player. She may not have anything on her resume. There might be time,
Yeah, I think
but
that she has time, but
in a game of in a new era, social strategy is the winning formula. I think she's going to win.
I do
I'm not mad
too.
at it.
I would be I think Maria's going to be shy of the finale, 'cause I do think that what I think is going to be a more interesting play out is who's going to be put up to like final fire, who's going to be like our fallen angel of the season. But I agree with you. I think Q is next for sure. I think that if they don't get rid of Q, it's probably going to be Maria. But based on the two of them, I do think Q is probably next, which would make a really fun final five with three Siga, a Liz, and a Yanu. But I think I would sub out. I think Maria's going to be final, like fifth place, fifth or final
Okay.
fire. And I think that Ben is going to sneak his way into the final tribal council with like Kenzie and Charlie, or Kenzie and Liz even. Because I can see that as soon as the Q thing breaks, then it's going to be a matter of the two powerhouses versus the three that like haven't made moves. So regardless
I
of how
mean,
it
for
goes.
everybody's game, they have to get rid of Q because final five number majority, he could fuck everything up for any of them.
He
So
could fuck
you
everything
just
up.
got to get rid of him at this point.
And honestly, like I said, being bitter and like watching the game unfold, like there is a world where it's like, would they give it to Q to spite everyone at the end? Because like honestly, if Q got to the end and argued about how his like chaos, his Q-os and his Q skirt really just like hoodwinked everyone, then like what a good strategy. Like I may not like the guy, but like God, you got three idols out, you blunt made four or five blindsides happen. Like give it to that guy more than like someone who's like trying to stand on an honest pedestal who played a pretty like whack job like Maria. So yeah, I
Now,
think
I do want to discuss, obviously, the Shan of it all. That's why we don't have Ponderosa anymore. The videos are just, those used to be my favorite things to ever watch,
I
whatever.
love them. Thanks, Shan.
Obviously, there's a lot of drama coming out between exit press from Venus, Soda, trying to defend herself.
Get into it.
We need the video proof.
Yes, and I have gone full meta on this fight because for Venus to say that nobody talked to her at Ponderosa, that helps me figure out who is eliminated next and who continues to isolate her. So, if I were to like put my hat on, I think the next people to come into to Ponderosa are either Q or Maria, to be honest. Those two would probably be best next. And at that point, it's final five. So you have like two more, three more days of Ponderosa before the finale. So I've got to be looking at like, yeah, Ben could be at Ponderosa because he really doesn't like her. So Ben may not make the final three. Don't think Kenzie's sitting there at Ponderosa. I think Kenzie is like a lock for the final three. Maybe Charlie. That's why I kind of think Liz might make the final three too, because like, I don't think Liz would be rude to her. And
I
yeah,
don't
she's not
think Liz
going
would be rude to her. I don't think anyone would be able to talk to Liz because she would be eating food for the entire stay at
That's
Ponderosa.
true. That's true. Or she gets there, sees food, eats it, realizes she's allergic to something new, and then is sent off to a hospital immediately.
There it is.
So
But yeah, the drama this season, I guess the don't go on social media rule for this cast is broken.
yeah, and I look at the breakdown and I think that I am not there, but I, as a spectator, am gladly going to choose a side, and I am going to be choosing Venus's side in this because just what the show has shown us is y'all did not give Venus the time of day. There's literally that episode of Venus going to Soda being like, "Why can't we talk?" She's like, "I don't want to talk to you," and so like I have to assume that, like, yes, you might have written her a song and been like, "Welcome to Ponderosa," but then when you saw it, like, when Venus shows up and you're like, "Let's sing a song, you lost with an idol in your pocket, la 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 la," and like, I would be like, "Don't talk to me right now. I'm starving and so sad. I just lost this game. Give me some time." And if that's what they like viewed as, like, "Oh, Venus doesn't want it," she's like to herself, like, So I think it's like a mixed bag. I think they're both both guilty at the end of the day. But for Soda to have written a like 12 to 11 page response to this without her being named,
Right.
I think is a smoking gun.
Yeah. Oh, we love Survivor, don't we?
I love it so much. Give me Ponderosa, because if we don't have Ponderosa, honey, we're only getting half the story.
There it is. All right. Where can we find you on social media, Venmo, and any projects you want to plug?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram at Zach Fife, ZACHFIFE, or Sir Pfeiffer Adventures. It is my LRG I host. Venmo at Zach Dash Pfeiffer, would love some support. But yeah, some big things coming up for me. I've got some games I'm playing this summer. A big one being Surviving Bloomington, which is a 5-day game in Bloomington, Indiana, where I'll be competing against 19 other players, including Survivor 42 alum Mariah Sharon, a beautiful 17th placer. And we're raising money for that. So if you're watching this and you want to help out the houseless community of Bloomington, you can go to survivorbloomington.com/Zach. And I have a donation page there where you can donate money. And funny enough, if I raise the most money, I will have immunity at my first tribal council.
Ooh.
And the more money I raise, the more advantages I can get in the game. So help me out. And then other than that, the next season of Sir Pfeiffer Fractured, will be June 13th through the 17th, and will be live streamed on my Instagram account, Sir Pfeiffer Adventures. So stay tuned and watch all the drama of our new season unfold, because it's going to be so fun.
How exciting!
Yeah.
Well, it is always a pleasure chatting with you. I am sorry for your loss, but hey, Survivor.
It is what it is. I'll see Venus at watch parties and we'll kiki.
Thank you.